The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 25th of March, 2020. Hello, Michael. You're looking distraught. Okay. Yesterday, I ran a rerun, and I'll tell you why I did this. I've experienced this a few times in my broadcast life. Yesterday, we got the email from, our wonderful city council of Round Rock, Texas. And what were we told? Oh, that's right. We've got to hunker down in place, and the businesses are closed. All the stuff that I looked at, no matter what state, coming from the Fed, Texas, I'm sorry, Texas, that you had to experience the coronavirus. And I don't care if I'm going to start calling it coronavirus. I don't care. What difference does it make if you misname something that's not, it's real, but not as projected? I just heard today on television, there's going to be up to a million people dead in the United States due to the coronavirus. You know, I'm not trying to bet with people's lives. But this scenario, you see what they're doing now. It is nothing but 24/7. The entire planet has stopped spinning. The sun quit rising and it quit setting. And we got the same quarter of the moon up there, and nothing's going to change because we're stuck. We're stuck in an idiotic time loop of colossal human stupidity. And I could not have gone on the air yesterday without losing it. And I mean losing it. I was so freaking angry. I talked to Steve yesterday. He said, I'm the same way. He says, I've unplugged. He says, I'm so damned angry. I am seeing stuff from people I know. They've completely gone off the rails. Folks, adversity points out the weak points in everybody, doesn't it? That's a good thing, because you know what that's designed to do? You are supposed to recognize that I'm on this thin ice, and whoops, I just fell through, and oh, I better grab a lung full of air and try to get back to the surface and get out of this. But some of them can't help themselves. They're skating on thin ice and daring everybody else to crack the ice out from under them. They are going over the top with some of that most outlandish crap I've ever heard in my life. And I was angry. I spared you, the audience, yesterday from my anger, because, ladies and gentlemen, You know what they say about logic and everything else? That kind of goes out the window when that adrenaline starts pumping by the quart load and your temperature goes up and the blood pressure starts seeking a place to exit your body where it's not supposed to. Like through veins in your head or whatever. That's where I was at yesterday, and so was Steve Elkins. Steve is prepping some stuff right now. He's going to join me in the second hour. And we had already spoken today. That's the front phone ringing, Mike. At any rate. So we'll have Steve on the second hour here, and I'll go over some of the information I've been looking at here. Friday, program note, Harley Schlanger will be joining me for the first hour. That's 5 to 6 p.m. Central Time. And they've got his family kind of busted up over there in Germany. I kid you not, folks, I was on my way to the Stop and Rob down here. We call them 7-Eleven. You know, we're one of the few states that down here in Texas, we really don't appreciate criminals. And a lot of instances, you walk into a place to rob it, you might make it out of there with maybe 8 ounces of buckshot in your backside, if you make it out at all. See, down here, we don't have three inches of Lexan, you know, with the little tray at the bottom, a little steel tray where, you know, anything bigger than that, guess what? You're not going to get it through there. Oh, they put the little turnstiles in there. That's right. Down here in Texas, folks, the criminals know when they're making a crime, and so do the intended victims. And down here, we have a tendency to do something about it. That's why our Stop and Robs are not sealed vaults for the employees. But I digress. I'm driving to the Stop and Rob down here, and I see a guy jogging with a respirator on. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the hell does it? I almost turned around and backed up into a driveway to intersect him on the sidewalk in which he was running to ask him what in the hell he thought he was doing or what he thought he was protecting himself from. If you notice the way this is being presented in your face 24/7, with including to ramp up the fear porn out there, folks. Oh, yeah, there's going to be a million people dead in the United States. Really? Every single case, they're treating it as if it's broken news, breaking news. Oh, here's another death over here. We're up to 605 or 625 or whatever the number is. Do you remember that happening with the H1N1 breakout here a couple of years ago where minimally 12,000 people died? Oh, we've got to have this separation and we got to stay home so we don't infect everybody. This is a program, folks. You're being programmed. And if you think this is the last one of these World Health Organization, horror organization, if you think this is just a freak, then you better hang on. Because they're going to be back. And they're going to be back with a vengeance and an even more and scarier pandemic in the future. I was watching Fox News today, and they brought Judge Napolitano on to kind of make some sense out of a government trying to, well, charge somebody with terrorism because he was in a store, and he told the employee he had the coronavirus, and he coughed on him. And now the man is facing terrorism charges. Well, wait a minute here. If you know how to read between that ex-lawyer's lines, you would have discovered the truth in there. Because he said, oh, well, under the terrorism laws, you know, he can get many years and blah, 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 blah. Well, wait a minute. Didn't they tell us that the anti-terrorism laws were designed to take care of those ruthless internationalist freaks and thugs and, you know, those terrorists. So what is it going to be here? How do you charge a man with terrorism? And the very definition of terrorism is to try to change the government's policy through violence. Is that applicable to this guy that threatened to cough on a store employee? Guess who did that the other day at the Stop and Rob, the very same one I was at today. You know what I got out of those 11, 12 people in that line? Nothing but chuckles and smiles. I didn't have some asshat on the phone going, "Oh my God, we got a jihadist terrorist. He threatened to sneeze on me." Folks, I've had enough of the crap. More importantly, what's hurting me is watching all the sheep out there just bleating away. And I've got a heads up for Paul in New Jersey. I know you're listening to the show. You little communists, don't you ever, ever call into this show again. Ever. Oh, well, the denialist out there. Well, you know, I'm a realist. You know, I pay attention to both sides. You know, I'm a socialist, but I want to meld socialism with capitalism, and I'm just a middle-of-the-road kind of guy. No, you're a guy that's got his head stuck up his ass halfway. Do us all a favor, you little communist. Stick it up your butt the rest of the way. You see what I mean about the anger factor? It ain't bled off enough. I have people that... If you don't see things my way, well, then you're crossed off my Christmas list. Well, you know what? Merry freaking Christmas and happy fun New Year. You don't think like I think? I want you to report to me that these people out there are not conducting themselves the way I think they should. Really? You really want to go there? I am distraught. I am disgusted. I am watching the master manipulators manipulating. And the majority, since we're in this grand new democracy, I've watched more than half the people, bleating sheep as they are. Well, it still echoes in their mind, well, the government wouldn't be doing all this and governments around the world if this wasn't real. Oh, my God. What is real in your life? Do you even know? What's the gauge of here's the scale of number one being unreal and number 10 being real? Where the hell are you at on that scale? Do you have the ability to distinguish BS from reality anymore? I hope that you do. Because this process we call cognitive thinking, if there's a few broken links in that chain, guess what it ain't going to do? It ain't going to hold up to nothing. Eddie in Cleveland. Hello, Eddie.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, I was, I don't know if you're going to allow me to say all this. You can cut me up if you want.
Well, it must be pretty bad if you know this show and you're already giving me a forewarning of cutting you off.
Well, I did. Sometimes I feel like I have to say this, so maybe you'll let me go on a little bit longer before you get rid of me.
Hey, Eddie, Eddie, you can say whatever you want to say, and I will challenge you if I think what you're saying is either wrong or in error. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I was on the show on the last before you.
Yeah.
And I was cut off prematurely, like the last couple times I was, because
Okay, Eddie. Okay, let me tell you something.
See?
Let me.
All right. Okay, I understand.
No, you don't understand. If you understood, you wouldn't have done what you just did. I do not comment on other people's talk shows.
No, you don't have to.
Well, you brought... Hey, Eddie, stop it. You just did.
Can I say it and you don't comment?
What?
Can I say it and you don't comment?
Mikey, what should I do with this one?
So Can I say it and you don't comment?
I don't comment what?
Well, from what I say, you just don't comment. You just allow the listeners to hear what I say, and then you don't comment, and then I hang up, and maybe the listeners will call in and say what they say, or they won't. But you don't comment. You just hear me out, at least.
Well, this is the First Amendment country, isn't it? Go ahead, Eddie. You're burning up time here.
All right. I called in because I was concerned about how the last host was treating
there you
some of
the cut him
callers.
Off. That's it. Look. You're going to allow me to say what I... No, I'm not going to let you sit here and cut down another talk show host. That is their venue. What they do on their show, what they once said, they're in control of their own show. And to put the owner of the network to start passing judgment on somebody else's conduct, or in this case, Eddie from Cleveland, thinks that he was dissed. Well, I'm sorry for that. Call the host back and see if you can't work something out. Don't bring that to me. Any more than I would like you calling up and going, well, you know, Sean Hannity said this. I was listening to Sean Hannity. Now, what do you think about it? Shouldn't you do something about that? No, I shouldn't. And do you understand, Eddie, I've been doing this for a number of years. I already understood that was a greasy call when you called in. That's why I checked you right up front. But then you turned around, you little coward, and went ahead and did it anyhow. Didn't you? Do you think I'm stupid? Do you think you can ply me by saying, oh, well, what's unfair to the listeners, and they need to hear what I have to say so they can comment on it? No, you're a troll. And I will not be trolled. Thank you very much for your call. Andy in Texas, you're up next.
Hey, John, that guy was going to probe me. I was that call.
Okay, well, Andy, I don't really care what was discussed on another show because you know what? The listeners to this network and this show in particular may or may not have heard it, so I'm not going to do drama, you know.
I get that.
Yeah.
No, but we're looking at a situation with this coronavirus, which I think everybody should sit back and have a beer because it's a bullshit.
Hey,
BS.
Hey.
BS.
Thank you.
I got to go?
No, I said thank you. Andy, say what you got to say. Oh. Let's go.
Okay, no. I mean, we got to look at this. Okay, so on the last show, I actually said that there's a person out there, and he's a very brilliant person. His name is, of all things, Andrew Kaufman, a.k.a. Andy Kaufman. So we're thinking of taxi right now. But this is a doctor. He's an M.D., and he knows specifically what's going on, and he knows the transference of viruses and stuff. And the way these people, this Fauci guy and stuff, are trying to say stuff to people that how this stuff spreads and stuff is just not right. And I really think people need to go see. They need to just, let's just do this. Let's go. Let's don't do Google. Let's do DuckDuckGo. And let's just go, how does a virus spread? And they're going to find a ton of doctors out there that say this virus cannot spread that way. And in fact, you know, viruses really don't kill people. It's what happens after you get the virus that kills people, like pneumonia
right.
or respiratory diseases. Yeah,
it isn't like it's a medical bullet that's fired at you in your head and there's no way of survival. No, I agree.
And I know, and I also think, and I'm with Steve Elkins on this, I think he's, actually, I think he said this, he said that people, a lot of these deaths and stuff's being reported are reported deaths, they're accounting it to the coronavirus,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's a balloon thing. So what I'm getting at is the fact of the matter is that I think they're ballooning this thing up just so they can do what they're doing. And now we look at this, we got like a $6 trillion
Yeah, hang on 1 second. Will you? I've got to take this break.
I will.
I need to collect my thoughts and try to maintain a certain modicum of civility for the next hour and 40 minutes. I'm crossing my fingers.
Extend your life. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Andy, go ahead.
Okay, so my thoughts here are so we're taking all these statistics and we're ramping this thing up and stuff, but where are we getting the statistics from? I mean, RBN doesn't have any reporters over in Wuhan or Italy or Iran or anything. And you know, even InfoWars, the information of the world, he doesn't even have reporters over here and stuff. And so when we bring up these statistics of these people who have died or these people who are infected and stuff, we're getting this stuff from, oh, my God, I think it's the mainstream media.
And CDC.
And so that's thrown us all in.
Well,
and how much can we believe of that, though?
Well, and you know, it has run the gamut, hasn't it? Well, they're underreporting the numbers, yeah. And in China, many, many, many thousands of more people had died than what they're admitting. Well, okay, here's the problem, and this is what is driving everybody bat crap. They're trying to wade through this tsunami of information, much of which is not based on anything. And yeah. I'm watching military people comment on procedures for this coronavirus, and I am watching politicians, and I'm watching everybody throwing their two cents in. Hell, they've got Governor Cuomo out there doing his little repertoire for hours every day trying to calm the fears of the people of New York. And I'm Mike, give me the latest figures that they're allowing us to see. How many people have died here in the United States? Yeah.
330.
No. It's more than that. Hell, there was 30 people in one nursing home when they were reporting 33 deaths.
That's in Spokane, they said.
Yes. But the point is that they went into this thing full-blown, and they tried to tell people, once the information came out, it's the elderly and it's the infirm, it's the people with compromised immune systems, the average, I mean, we saw this coming out of, Italy, that the average age of the person over there that was dying from this stuff was like 80.5 years of age. And they had to make sure that they brought up a few cases. Well, here's a man that's 25 years old that's in the hospital, and it doesn't look like he's going to make it due to coronavirus. But did he have AIDS? What other health complications did he have? Because what I'm seeing here, my friend, hold on. What I'm seeing here, what I'm seeing here is a virulent flu strain. People are overamping it, going, oh, it's more infectious than any other kind of flu. Yep. I don't think that's the case at all. And really? I am just neck deep in absolute fear, panic, and disinformation, and nobody knows. You know what's going to tell the tale, my friend? In the next 3 to 4 weeks, let's see if there's a million people dead in this country. But I'm telling you what they're going to do. Well, it wasn't as bad because we took these extraordinary measures. You what? But what are they going to say, Andy, the next time they roll something like this out again and try to destroy the economy? Go ahead.
Well, I'll bet they're going to come out with even a better plan. But personally speaking, I mean, my own feeling here. Okay, so there's a guy named Andy Kaufman, which is a twist to the
right. You already said that. Go on.
Yeah. Okay, so this guy he's got a numerous amount of doctors that he's conferred with. Mm-hmm. He's also been on several different YouTube channels, including RFB, Richie from Boston, which you'll probably think he's a dumbass, but he flippin' finds the right people to get the information out. And the way these guys are saying that this virus is being delivered is absolutely impossible. And he's also stated that viruses don't kill people. What happens after people get a virus is an entire different story, which is like pneumonia or something that comes along with the virus. But the virus itself does not kill people. And so this is what's going on here. And so we're so worried about the virus. And even Steve Elkins and yourself have both said that, look, we've got between 21 and 40,000 people that have died from the actual flu virus, and nobody closed anything down for that. Nobody stopped any air traffic or any of this stuff that's going on. And yet we are closing this place down, and we've got, 400 people dead in the United States.
Yeah.
And then you got these people. And again, we got Italy reporting all this stuff, and guess what? There's leaking, and this is another thing. I mean, if you get the right people on there, you can get people from the Italian nurses and stuff are saying these people are not dying. It's not that dangerous. I've seen so many videos of people actually walking into a hospital and it's not overwhelmed
They're saying in China that we have plateaued and it's on its way down, and everybody chooses not to believe them because it was actually the Chinese out of Wuhan that intentionally spread this virus and all the... You know, it's funny. When the government starts spousing conspiracy theories, we don't hear the press talking about that. It's only when the people aren't licensed or talking heads or get $30 million contracts a year. We're just a bunch of crazies out here. We're tracking the facts,
John,
and they don't add up. What?
But, John, do you believe this is actually a virus killing people, or do you think there's something under that?
It's the flu, and no, I don't. We got to go.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Something happened in the air, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun on.
I almost long for the saner days, you know, when we were shooting students on college campuses and stuff, you know? Those seem like the tame days anymore, don't they? Here's the latest from the Centers for Disease Control, CDC.gov, says 737 deaths in all 54 states. Excuse me, Mike, is that a misprint? I'm sorry, they added three more. Wait a minute, we had 50 states. Where the hell did the other four come from? Does the CDC actually state that there's 54 states and territories? No. This is important. I want you to look at that verbiage again and make doubly sure. Okay, that's not 54 states, because those are territories. Oh, I thought they might have martial lawed something in the interim when we weren't looking. Sorry. Let me go to Rattlebone in Colorado Springs. Hello.
Herr Scott Buller.
Jawohl. Ein, zwei, drei, vier. No, I'm sorry.
Okay, sir.
Okay, whatever you're on, get the hell off of it and get that microphone as close to your face as humanly possible.
I have, God damn it, I have had my darn speakerphone on all day today. Okay, I have not speakerphone, but I have my earphone. I'm depressed, I'm bummed out. May I share this with you, sir?
Okay, now that you're done making noise, go ahead.
Right, I had to climb up 9 flights of stairs, man, in my home, okay? All right, breathe deep, seek peace. John, I've had a couple beers today because I'm distraught. And if I cannot speak tonight, I will respect this and call tomorrow.
Okay, whatever it is, make it short, Rattlebone, because we have been...
Oh, man.
What? What?
Okay, I've lost everybody in my life because in the last 12 years, I have espoused a lot of what you are speaking about. And come to fruition today, all of these things are happening. What is real in my life is my ability to be able to go to my neighbors. I came from San Jose to Colorado Springs. I'm a retired nurse. I've spoken with Steve and given him emails, et cetera, about my dilemmas about coming from California. Wow. I hope nothing happens to Colorado as it does in California. A compliment to you, sir, is that the other night on one of your pre-recorded broadcasts was churning urn full of burning love. I haven't heard that since 1972.
No, you misquoted. You misquoted. It's a churning urn of burning funk, not love, funk.
Oh, damn. Okay, you're right, Mr. What the hell was his name? That's 1972. When I left
That was Mark Meadows, by the way, or I'm sorry, Mark Windows Meadows, and that was a repeat.
Oh,
yeah. But at any rate,
okay.
now that we're all straight on, okay, go ahead.
Straight and a half, two straights. America with a K, 1987. Chris Christopherson offered us this same scenario. Are you familiar with that?
I am familiar with America with a K. It was an ABC miniseries, and the series picked up that, well, we had already been disarmed, and now we got invaded by the Russians. Yeah, I remember it.
Right, but they didn't specifically say that it was the Russians. They said it was a foreign-speaking entity that came into that restaurant.
No. If you remember the movie... It started with Charlie Sheen and the boys in high school, and here come the paratroopers, the Russian paratroopers, while they were in class. That was the start of the movie. There was no ambiguity. There was no ambiguity as to who these people were. They were Ruskies.
All right, paratroops, because at the end of that movie, I don't want to dissuade your virulent listeners to say that, that's beer number three. I don't know where to find the information. I wrote down all these things. Okay, so what I'm going to do today, Sir John, is a week ago, 10 days ago, there was an elderly gentleman that called in and said that he had $1,000 per month from his Social Security. He said that he was going to increase his $30 a month.
To 60.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that as well. Because, John, frankly, I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know what I'm going to listen to. I'm a shortwave enthusiast since the 90s. And I don't know where I'm going to go elsewhere to find... intelligence.
Well, this, and Rattlebone, thank you for saying that. This is what we've been trying to explain to people.
Yeah.
I have a pretty good track record, and you won't find me on shortwave because I want too damn much money for it. I'd love to be at least two hours of this network being on there. I would love it, but that's not going to happen because we're all cash strapped. Aside from that, I have not changed my tune in going on 3 decades. And people understand, and I am this, I don't have an on-air persona. I am not an actor on air. I am not, okay, I'm not any of these. I am the same person on air as I am off. Ask anybody that's ever had a conversation with me off air. They will tell you, yeah, that's the same damn guy. Sometimes he's even meaner. Well, no, I don't have, after 30 years, I don't have a large reservoir for patience, because I see this country now on its knees, down for the last count.
Yes.
And for Rattlebone, I at the risk of pissing off a potential donor here, if you haven't learned that yet so far listening to this network, or at least me, wow.
Okay, I have learned much from you guys. I have learned my epiphany started with Alan Watts. I don't know what happened with you and Alan Watt. I don't care.
Nothing happened with me and Alan Watt. Alan Watt couldn't provide a better connection. He was on a phone line from the middle of the woods. He was hey.
Really? Yeah.
Hey.
Sorry.
Maybe that third beer opened up that potty lid. Shut it.
Okay.
All right, look. And I invited him back on the network, and he said, well, I'm kind of busy doing other things, and thank you, but thank you, no. Nothing happened between he and I.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Not a problem.
Okay. I'm sorry, and I do apologize because I am affected. All right, so I wrote some things down here. Thank you, man.
All right. Not a problem.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do with that. What was that gentleman's name? That he was an eloquent gentleman. He says, John, he's elderly, John. He said, I get $1,000 a month. I'm doing 30. I'm going to do 60. May I please do 60?
Hey, look, I'm going to make a suggestion to you. You've had 3 beers? After we hang up here, turn the radio down, have another beer, and then make the donation.
No, I don't want another beer because I don't like alcohol.
No, but I like the money, and I'm trying to get you loose enough that you pop for more. No, I'm just, look, Rattlebone, I'm just razzing you, man. All right.
I know you are. I can feel that. And Jeff Bennett, damn, you guys are really good together. Okay.
All right. Hey, Rattlebone, you take care of yourself, man. Take a deep breath. We'll talk to you soon. And thank you for your donation. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Sir John. It's going to be every month, man.
I appreciate
that. Last question.
Yeah.
Last question. Would it be apropos for your station or you to say, okay, I think I heard that it costs you $11,000 per month?
No.
Do your thing here.
No. $11,500 a month.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, $500 is $500, man, no matter how you cut it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you're going to shut your station down, call me for $500. Damn.
Well, trust me on this one, Rattlebone. If we're close to winking out, I will send up the flares. I certainly will. Thank you very much, and thank you for your pledge of $60 a month. That is, we appreciate that. We really do. And we know how hard it is for people to try to decide, okay, well, gosh, things are going on, and I might not have a job. Well, if you want to line up in the government cheese line, well, that's what I'm calling it, and it's actually the government bailout helicopter money. All you got to do is hold your hands out, and the government's going to be more than willing to throw some money at it. Now, as far as if there's a moral dilemma there for you, well, let me put it to you this way. You weren't responsible for doing this. And the amount of money that they're talking about throwing around, a couple of trillion, probably be more. They're going to bail out every mother and their uncle. And the people heretofore that didn't have a voice or didn't have the spotlight on them, well, now they're going to get all kinds of money for grants and research and mask and all kinds of stuff, whether they deserve it or not. Here is, shall I say, financial socialistic terrorism at its finest. Under the guise, we created a situation, but now we're going to correct it, and this is how we're going to do it. Really? You guys have been in error for over a century. I need honest money to keep crooks like you at bay. Thank you. Vince in Florida, that is a registered nurse. Hello, Vince.
Yeah, hi, John. I'm going to talk about the coronavirus, and I actually work on a floor at a hospital. We're supposed to get all the corona patients. Mm-hmm. So far, we haven't had a single confirmed case of corona.
You know, now hold on, Vince, just a second, because I wish you would have called in 15 minutes later, because you're fully aware of Steve Elkins. It's also a registered nurse as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay, at his hospital, the one he works at, his wife and he work at two separate hospitals. But he says so far they've had, I think, if memory serves, 12 cases that came into this hospital. They turned around, checked them out, and then sent them home.
Yeah. The town next to me, they have a hospital, and they haven't had a single confirmed case. Now, I did get one suspected case, and we ended up discharging him the next day. He did not have corona.
And look, have they talked to you about tests? What these supposed tests? Now, I don't know who's making up the parameters of this test and what exactly they're testing for, but they're going to make sure that everybody has the testing kit for which coronavirus. There aren't 19 or 20 of them, separate ones?
Well, from what I understand, there are 5 different strains of this.
Okay.
And actually, only one strain can kill you, is what I was told. So this is just what I was told. I'm not a virologist. I'm not a biologist, but all I can see is what I see. And I'm not seeing a lot of corona patients. Now, my floor deals with infectious disease, and I have a lot of, we've had a lot of other infections. We've had flu, pneumonia, MRSA, but so far we haven't had hepatitis. We've had hepatitis up there, but so far we haven't had a single verified corona patient. We had patients come in, suspected corona, and they basically released them. They didn't have corona. Actually, we had one woman we were pretty sure, that she actually had corona. It turns out she had pneumonia.
And gee whiz, if somebody even gets a mild case of the coronavirus, for somebody that has pneumonia complications, or their immune system is already compromised because the body is fighting off this bug or that bugaboo or whatever the case may be. Let me ask you a question here. How long, Vince, have you been listening to the network?
Maybe on and off. I don't listen every day because of work, but maybe on and off for 2 years.
Okay, that's why we have the archives for people that cannot sit in front of a radio at airtime. You can go in there and listen to any program, and it's free of charge. Now, Vince, mm-hmm. what I wanted to say here, and if you've only been listening for a couple of years, we had a device. It was called an aeronizer. And what this mm-hmm. thing was an upgrade to the ozone generators. It had a very, very powerful electronic field in it, and it was able to put out, I think a dozen, maybe 13 different forms of oxygen, okay? Mm-hmm. And what this did in the process, because we all know oxygen on this planet, it's our friend, because this mm-hmm. is the thing that breaks down the organic bio stuff once it's reached its eventual whatever. Okay, this unit killed virus and bacteria on contact. They mm-hmm. the man tried to get it into the hospitals, because you know this, Vince, as well as I do. If somebody comes into that hospital, unrelated, they got busted arms or busted ribs, or say that they need to be bedded for a day or two for observation, whatever the case, there's a lot of times that people go into that hospital, it's like jumping into a petri dish. They go in on one thing, and all of a sudden they're facing another infectious disease that they picked up in the environment in a hospital.
Right. About 5% of the patients do that.
Yeah, and do you think...
They'll pick up something they didn't come in with.
Exactly. And do you think any hospital would take a serious look at this and go, wait a minute, yeah, the hospitals are supposed to be clean. Yeah, we clean the bathrooms, and we empty the waste baskets, and we mop the halls, and we try to keep it clean. But here again, it's an enclosed area. You have your own air conditioning. It isn't like all the windows are thrown open wide to the outside world. They wouldn't touch these aeronizers. They wouldn't touch them. And what did it do? Airborne virus and bacteria killed it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have no explanation for that. Why they, you know, I'm not.
I do.
An administration or person.
I do.
You know,
it's
purchasing.
Nobody. Here's the problem, and Vince, you've witnessed this yourself. And it doesn't matter what profession you're in. There are ways to do things, and there's this certain way of thinking that precludes anything from the outside leaking in, and maybe causing a catatonic brain fart and a better idea. I'm just saying.
I guess they just get used to doing it this one way, and they're not going to change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Vince, but, I appreciate your call. So
one more thing that's kind of interesting, if I may, and I'll hang up. I have a relative who works at, he has a PhD in biology. He works at a major medical center. He does medical research.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, told me that this virus doesn't tolerate the heat. And he said, actually, you're in a good place, Florida. But he said that, you know, in a couple of months when the whole country starts getting hot, you're going to see, you know, the amount of cases decline of this thing.
Vince,
so.
Vince, it was 90 degrees here in Central Texas. Today it's 88 under clear sky. The skies are so clear, they almost have a purplish tinge in it. And that tells you that the air is clean and you're looking at dark outer space coming through that little envelope known as the atmosphere around Earth. That's why I said the other day, I'm going to get the Chase lounge out, and I'm going to get my bathing suit on, and I'm going to get the copper tone out, and I'm going to go soak up some vitamin D and enjoy the heat in Texas. You know, they did this, you know, if this was intentionally done, they did it at the wrong time of the year. They should have done it in the early fall. So we had all these cold months in which to infect each other. Yeah, summertime. It's here. Let's see how the coronavirus survives after this.
Probably not too well. Well, anyway, it was nice talking to you. I'm going to hang up now.
Vince, I thank you for your call. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello, John. A couple callers back, you should have recommended the guy drink a case of Corona. You might get a bigger donation, John.
No, the man doesn't drink, and he was a little distraught and a little dismayed. So he did something he doesn't normally do, and he drank three beers.
I'm only joking now, John.
Yeah.
The reason why I called you, John, is you know what I'm starting to find amusing and somewhat curious?
Oh, tell me if I can get a laugh, please.
Well, I don't know if you'll get a laugh, but I would like your opinion. I know what mine is. They're starting to mention that such and such famous people like Prince Charles, Queen Elizabeth, actors and actresses are starting to come down with this. Are they trying to say that, look, if they're wealthy and powerful people and they get it, you just might get it? Do you think it's that kind of psyop?
Well, hang on one second.
Sure.
Prince Harry and who?
Prince Charles.
I heard Prince Charles. I'm talking about the guy that got out of the royal family and skedaddled off to Canada. Here's a conspiracy theory for you. I think Harry realized what was coming. Being on the inside in the royal family, and trust me, They're not talking about the weather or the latest cricket match at dinner. Those conversations are a little bit different. I think old Harry took his new wife and headed off to Canada to kind of disappear because I think he had an indication of this stuff coming. And not because he was running from the virus. He just looked at it and, wait a minute, I'm young, I'm in love, I love my wife, and I have no doubt that he does, and he's trying to be a regular human being. I think he got his hat and ran out of the royal palace here to go have a life. And I think he saw some of this stuff coming, and he said, that's enough. Because think about this. Who in their right mind would turn down all the perks that comes from being part of the royal family? Really?
All right, but now we come back to the question, John. Why would they say that the Queen herself and Prince Charles has it now? Is that a psyop?
Yeah. Yeah. How many people do you think the Queen sees every day? And not very many. And her doctor is probably all over her like one of her gowns. Yeah, I think that's psyop.
And these actors and actresses, too, it's awfully weird. I'm finding it very weird. Nobody touches on this angle. And this is what it sends my radar out. It's like saying, like I said before, look, if these powerful and wealthy people can get this, you can't escape it. That's what I think they're trying to say by doing this.
Yeah, well, they're saying a lot, and none of it adds up. All right, look, I got to run, Chance. Chance, I got to run.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
Frank in New Hampshire. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to point out the fact that let's not forget who delivers all these messages to us all the time. That's being lost in the conversation. You know, where is all the hype coming from? Who controls the media? Who controls the narrative? You know, I mean, this is... If what you are saying is true, John, and that this thing is a huge psyop and a hoax, which, you know what? None of us actually know what's going on. We don't know if this is an accidental bioweapons release, or is it something else, or is it just...
Frank, here, Steve Elkins and I have discussed this at length, and he said, look, if there was any aspect of this that was real, I would say so. And I have taken the same tact. If I thought that this was a real threat, I'm not doubting that Corona. If this virus is in fact man-made and it did escape one of their bio labs and it was intentionally done, whatever, they screwed up. They should have got a more virulent strain of something to do this. But if I, and I'm keeping an open mind, I'm listening to everybody on this deal. And I would not have the position that I have right now just to take a position at the expense of somebody's life. When I say
that's the responsible thing to do.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it seriously is. Okay, my friend, thank you. I appreciate your call very much. I got Watchmen on Turtle Island. The hell is Turtle Island? Does that geographically make any sense to me? Is it where the turtles go to lay their eggs? The Galapagos? No, wrong island. Second hour coming up with Steve Elkins and myself.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on? Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.